September 23rd, Wednesday. What will you do with the only life given to you? The church that relays the only complete and pure gospel, help us to become the church that leaves behind eternal footsteps. As the final opportunity in the one life we have, may this church be our life masterpiece that remains eternally. An excerpt from the praise, the church that saves the 237 nations. The Ark of the Covenant made with pure gold. Exodus chapter 37 verses 8 and 9. One cherub on the one end, and one cherub on the other end. Of one piece with the mercy seat he made the cherubim on its two ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another. Toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. God instructed the Israelites to build the tabernacle while walking in the wilderness. God wanted to heal their slave mentality, which they brought from Egypt and had become their imprints, roots, and nature. Through the tabernacle, God relayed the mysteries of the gospel worship and prayer that could heal all things. Inside that covenant, you must discover a value that is more than precious gold. What might that be? Number one, the covenant is far more precious than gold. The covenant of God, which was inside the Ark of the Covenant, was far more important than the Ark itself. Inside the Ark was the unchanging covenant that the next generation could see. It stored the manna-filled jar that God protected, and Aaron's budded staff that displayed God's power. You must hold on to God's sure covenant and leave behind the eternal covenant and evidences for others and the church. Number two, the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and the tent are far more precious than gold. The blessings of the tabernacle, where the covenant was relayed, the tent of meeting, where worship took place, and the tent where each family enjoyed the covenant, were extremely important. Even in this age, you need to see the power of the Exodus. You also need a place where people can concentrate, see the power of miracles taking place before a crisis like the Red Sea, and enjoy and relay the eternal blessings of the three feasts. God has prepared this mystery of the unchanging tabernacle for you. The construction of a visible church isn't important. Instead, a church that can provide a system in which people from the 237 nations can come and receive healing through the gospel, and a system in which remnants can receive answers as a summit, are greatly needed. God absolutely answers prayers and undoubtedly fulfills the covenant. Dear God, help me to give my life for the important work of church construction and to the unseen covenant that will fulfill your kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.